Tom Williams here with our weekly conversation with Utah State University President Noel Cockett. Do we know how we're doing with vaccinations at USU?
Some of our surveys that we've done don't have full participation, but it is coming across about 70% of our students, a higher number for our staff, and an even higher number for faculty that have been vaccinated.
Spring semester, next semester, USU is requiring students to be vaccinated. So I guess the question is, do you feel good? We're heading toward that goal? Things will go well?
Yeah. The process is that starting around October 20th, people can go into the registration site at USU. Once they're in the registration site, they'll be asked some questions if they have not already uploaded their vaccination record. If they've already loaded it and all is good, they'll just be able to go straight into the review of classes, begin setting up their schedule. However, if they haven't uploaded their vaccination record, they will be asked some questions. Have they been vaccinated but not uploaded their record? If that's the case, it'll take them into Aggie Health so they can do it. Do they intend to be vaccinated before spring semester? Or would they like to opt out on that? And then they'll click whether it's religious, medical, or personal. And we give them the option of providing some more details in what that reason is. So it's really a declaration of whether or not they've been vaccinated or intend to be vaccinated. And once those questions are answered, then they'll move into the registration site. The options to be exempted from that requirement have been provided. We know that there are people that feel very strongly about not being vaccinated, and we respect that. So it still allows people that have those concerns to still register, but we would like to have them share that information with us. There won't be any repercussions on what a person chooses to do, but it does help us plan accordingly as we know what our percentages of vaccination on campuses are. And I should mention that this applies to all of our students across all of the USU system.
I know heading into the semester, every effort is being made to keep students in class, right? Seating charts and, of course, the encouraging masks, encouraging distancing, vaccinations, stay home if you're ill. I wonder how things have been going.
Actually, they have been going terrific, and we just thank our faculty, our staff, and our students for being so respectful of the things we ask. We really have been able to keep things face-to-face. I've also noticed that as I go around campus, more people are wearing masks in both classes and just in buildings. I think that's more awareness now that vaccination does not necessarily prevent infection. There's many, many studies out there that show that it reduces the seriousness of the infection, but vaccinated people can still be exposed and be positive for COVID. It looks like Pfizer is saying, you know, maybe 35% of vaccinated people could still be infected. But again, the possibility of being 65% not being infected is a nice statistics for vaccination. And also the reduction of the seriousness of the infection is another bonus for being vaccinated.
President, anything else you'd like to say today?
Well, I was reflecting on just appreciate our people, USU community, and just the resilience, the vigilance, and the willingness to keep things going. And I know that people are nervous, but I think as we all do our part to keep each other safe, it's making a difference. And it's making a difference in keeping the number low and keeping us able to keep going.
Well, we've been talking with Utah State University President Noel Cockett, our weekly conversation here at Utah Public Radio. President Cockett, thank you so much.
Always glad, Tom.